Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships Life Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Star Williams. Thank you for tuning in to our program today as we continue our series on faith. And we are just talking about faith, building our faith, walking in more faith. And we have really been just discussing what faith is for the past couple of weeks. And we have just defined faith from out of the scripture, Hebrews 11 and 1, that says faith comes, or that says, without faith it's impossible to please God. In Romans 10 and 17, it says how faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11 and 1. And so we are just really just talking about what faith is, and I hope that you will be encouraged and strengthened in your faith, that you will be inspired if you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you would put your faith and trust in Him, and that you would know what faith is, and that faith will eventually require action from our part that proves and shows our belief in God that will correspond to our to what we say, with what we do. So as we as I shared, our scripture that we're talking about is Hebrews 11, 1, and it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not in hope. Faith is in the present tense. Hope always is in the future tense. And it's always not in the now, but faith speaks of the now, of what we have now. And that is what having the faith and having that substance of things that you've not yet seen and the evidence of that is, well, that's what it's about. So it speaks of it as if it's here right now. And so this is just a powerful, powerful topic. I want to talk a little bit today about heart faith and mental assent. And that is such a huge, huge, I believe, thing, especially if you've been a Christian or a believer for any time. You may have a familiarity with the Word of God. You may be able to even quote a couple of scriptures, or you might be able to quote whole chapters of the Word of God. But that is really, that's good to have it, you know, in your memory, in your mind. But the mental assent, so much different than having your faith in your heart and having a heart faith. And that is so key. And sometimes people think that if they know a scripture, or if they can quote it, or if they even agree with the scripture, then somehow they have faith in the Word of God, or they have faith in God. But that's not true. We can mentally assent to something without having it hidden in our heart. And really, you will look at the fruit of someone's life. You will look at their actions to really show if it's in their heart or if it's just in their mind. And that's something that, so I believe, is so key with even the younger generation coming up that have maybe have grown up in the church, and they may be able to, they may have a familiarity with religion, or if you ask people if they're a Christian, they might say, oh, well, yeah, I go to church, you know, or I'm not a religious person. And I believe that is such just a slight to, you know, to, I don't believe Christianity is a religion. I believe it's a relationship, but it really goes to show where people's mindset is when it comes to how they view faith and what they think about faith. And that it's just something, you know, like it's just going to church, or it's just, you know, it's just a religion. It's just, it doesn't have any meaning or substance, or it's just something that you act as though you do, but it really doesn't, you know, make a difference in your life. And so there is a difference. You might say, well, how can you tell if you have faith in your heart or if you're just believing mentally in your head? You know, mentally, people, if you're just believing mentally in your head, then you're going to say, I know God's word is true. I know his promises, where Jesus said, by his stripes you are healed. I know his promise, you know, for healing. It is, you know, is true, but you may say, but for some reason that's not for me, or that doesn't apply for me, or you can't understand it. Or you might say, well, why don't I feel, you know, as if I'm healed? You might, you know, whatever. And so that is how you know if you're in mental ascent, if you might mentally agree with God's word, but you have questions and you say, well, yes, it's good, it's great, true, but it's not going to work for me. Or if it's true, why haven't I seen the manifestation of the healing that I've been praying for? And so, but if you're in heart faith, then there is a knowing. There is just a knowing that you know that you know that the promise is yours, that you have it now, even before you may see it. You have it. You have it as if you can see it. A lot of people say, well, I'll believe it when I see it. And God just plainly says that those people will receive nothing from him because they don't believe and they don't have faith in him. They want to see it first. Then they'll believe it. Kind of like Thomas, when Jesus rose from the dead, doubting Thomas in the Bible. He said, I will believe it when I can put my hand and my finger in the wounds, in the wounds of the hand of Christ. And when Christ, you know, appeared to him, he put his finger and his hands in the wounds of Christ. And he was amazed. He said, wow, he said, my God, my Lord. He believed at that moment. There's many people that are like doubting Thomas that say, I'll believe it when I see it. And that's not really true faith. That's just mentally, you know, assenting to God's word and not really taking it for your own. And you know what Jesus said to Thomas? He said, you believe because you've seen. But he said, blessed are those who believe and yet have not seen, have not touched the wounds in my hands, but yet believe that I am the resurrection and I am the life. And as we enter into tomorrow being Resurrection Sunday, what an appropriate scripture that, you know, for us today, we may not have been able to be there with the early disciples and put our hands in the wounds of Jesus Christ. But you know what? Jesus says to us today, blessed are we because we believe, yet we have not seen. And so that is so powerful. So that's heart faith. It's knowing. It's knowing that you know that though I don't see God with my physical, natural eyes, I see him with my spiritual eyes. And we'll get to that a little bit later, talking about how we worship God and how we believe with our heart. But that mental ascent versus heart faith his heart faith is knowing that you believe even without seeing, basing our faith on the integrity of God's word. Many people, they want to know it first, and then they want to believe it. They want to see it. They want to taste it, touch it, experience, and then they say, then I'll believe. But, you know, Mark 11 and 24 says that whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Having comes after believing. Notice that. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you've received them and you'll have them. But many times, as I said, many times we want having first, and we want the believing last. And Thomas, doubting Thomas, is an example of that. But Abraham is an example of someone who had faith even before they saw the manifestation of the promise. So he would be the opposite. He would be the one that we would want to model our life after and follow after his example. And Romans 4 and 17, it says that he, talking about Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He didn't stagger. He didn't waver. He didn't walk in unbelief. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That's so key. We have to give glory to God. We have to worship him and praise him. and while we're in faith and whatever we're believing for, if it's, you know, if it's salvation or prayer or the baptism of the Holy Spirit or if it's healing, we have to believe. We have to give glory to God and praise Him while we're waiting in faith, believing in what we have not seen. And He said, and the Scripture says that He was fully persuaded. He was fully persuaded that what He had promised, what God had promised to him, that God was able also to perform. Hallelujah. So Abraham is such a good example of how we are to walk, and that we are not just to look, rely on our physical senses to determine how blessed we are. Because if we look at our physical senses and our physical reality to determine how blessed we are, we're going to really be deceived. We're going to really be thrown off by that, because our physical may say, well, where, you know, where is God, or where is my answer to prayer? But that's not the realm that we live in, and we live and we operate in a spiritual realm. And so though we live in this world, we have a body, but we don't worship God through our physical, our natural senses. We worship God by the Spirit, because we are spiritual beings. Again, I'll get to that a little bit. We'll talk about that in one of our later programs. So Hebrews 3 and 1 and Hebrews 12 and 2 talks about considering Him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is our high priest. He's our high priest, and He is our beginning. So we have to look to God. We have to fix and set our eyes upon Him. And as Abraham, he didn't consider, you know, his body or the weaknesses. And in Romans 4 and 19, he wasn't weak in faith. He did not consider his own body dead. He didn't consider the negative or the weaknesses that he had. Even though he was 100 years old, he didn't consider the deadness of Sarah's womb, even though she was like 90 years old. No, he didn't. Because if he would have looked at that, oh, his faith would have wavered. Surely his faith would have, you know, his faith would have staggered, but he didn't look at that. Who did he look upon? He looked upon the one who gave the promise, and he considered the one who gave the promise faithful and more than able to complete and to fulfill everything that he had promised that he would fulfill and complete. In Matthew 8 and 17, it says, Jesus took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. Isn't that powerful? That is something that we are to focus on, our attention upon Jesus. We are to focus our attention upon the Word of God, not consider not consider the negative aspects, or not consider our situation by our natural senses and by our natural aspects, but know that that God is faithful. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships live radio broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Star Williams, and you have you've been a part of our faith teaching and study, and we are growing our faith. We are walking in faith, and we are strengthening our faith and our relationship with the Lord. That's what this series is about. And today we've been talking about heart faith, heart believing, versus just mentally assenting to God's word. You know, we can have it in our mind, but God wants it in our heart. And that is something that we want to share with you as well. And I'll share that scripture is, how do we believe? How do we believe? Romans 10 and 10. It says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So that's why we're really talking about the heart and believing with the heart, because that's how we believe. We don't believe with our mind. We don't believe with our body or our physical, you know, senses. We believe with our heart. So John Wesley said that the devil has given the church a substitute for faith that looks and sounds so much like faith that many people can't tell the difference. He called it mental assent. And again, that's what we have been talking about. Just mentally agreeing with God's word, but not really, really believing that it's for us and that it just really applies to us. So God wants it to just not just be in our head, but to go from our head to our heart, because that is what Bible faith is. It is believing with your heart. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to continue on our lesson. What a great quote. So if we keep believing God's word, we will eventually see the promises of God. We will eventually see the prayers that we have prayed answered and come into manifestation. So as we share that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, he is our high priest, we can't look on the natural circumstance or on the negative aspects of all the reasons why our prayers wouldn't be answered. But we have to, like Abraham, not consider the deadness of our body or not consider the circumstances, but we have to consider Christ, consider what he's done. We have to consider the promise that he has for us and what he has already done for us. You know, there's not much left to be done except just believe God's word. Christ died. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. And he took his place at the right hand of the Father on the throne of God. And he's interceding for us. And he's wanting us to believe him and take him at his word. There's not a whole lot left to be done except for him to return, you know, and rapture the church and to, you know, to take his children, you know, and to establish the eternal kingdom where we will live and rule and reign with him forever. But at this point in eternity, there's not a lot left except for us to believe who we are in him, what he's done for us, and to have faith in his word and have faith in his promise. And so we center our attention, we center our mind on what Jesus has done for us and what he's doing for us as our high priest. He's doing something right now. He's seated at the right hand of God making intercession. What a great encouragement. What a great reassurance to know that Christ is interceding for us. That's out of Hebrews 7:25. So we are not just mentally assenting to God's word, but we are believing it. We are putting it in our heart so that we can take it to the bank, that if he says it, it is good as done, that his word will not return void, but it will accomplish everything that he has said that it will accomplish. Whatever you're believing God for, just trust him, take him at his word. Know that he desires for you to have that. He desires for you to walk in that blessing. He desires for you to walk in that healing, to walk in that promotion, to walk in that authority, to walk in that dominion, to walk in that favor and that success. That's his desire. But how is it going to come? It's going to come by believing. When we pray, believe that what we've asked for, that we shall receive it, and then we will have it. Faith in God's word. So we hold fast to the profession of our faith. What does that mean? What does that mean? Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession or our confession of faith. What does that actually mean? It just means that we are saying the same thing that God says. Not just mentally assenting, but that we actually are saying, that our hearts are saying what God said. Not just our minds, but our hearts have come into agreement with God's word. We don't doubt, we don't waver like you know, a wave of the sea that's tossed to and fro. No, we are firmly, you know, everything, no matter what circumstances come, that if God has said it, we're holding fast to what he has said. It's same thing that we're to hold fast to our profession of faith. We're to say the same thing here on earth that the word says. And when that happens, heaven and earth comes into agreement and the manifestation of that prayer and that promise comes to pass and it comes to being. The reason that many people fail in life or in the faith or in believing God and in trusting him, why do many people fail? Why do many people falter? It's because they see themselves failing. They see themselves faltering. And then they speak out that that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to take place. To think that God is just going to do something for us without us doing what the word says is not true. God isn't going to override our will. He isn't going to move on our behalf if we don't cooperate with his word, if we don't cooperate with his promises and with his plan. And that's why he wants us to hide his word in our heart. He doesn't want it to depart from our eyes. He doesn't want it to depart from our mouth, but he wants us to meditate upon it. As we learned in the first, and we shared the first series, the first episode of this faith series, is that we talked about that how does faith come? It comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So that's how our faith is going to grow. And if we don't guard that, if we don't guard that and hide it in our heart and do our part, then our faith isn't going to grow. It's not going to increase. It's not going to form into what we are desiring and what we're believing, what we're hoping for. So God isn't going to enter. He's not going to override. He's not going to supersede our will in order to make his will come to pass. So we have to be in cooperation. We have to keep his word before our eyes. We have to keep it in our heart, and that and we will see God's answer based upon his word when we know that our promise and that our faith is firmly based in his word. And I want to just share as we close, we have a few minutes left, and talking about feelings, because this is so key. Our feelings don't have a thing to do with our faith. They have nothing to do with seeing the manifestation of God. And oftentimes people, you know, as I shared earlier, they may say, well, you know, I believe God's word, but I don't feel like I have the answer to prayer. I don't feel. And so in other words, they go off their feelings instead of their actual knowing and their faith. And so they may say, God is with me. You know, his power is always available whether I feel like it or not. We don't base our faith on what we feel. We base our faith on what God has said. And that is what he has said, is that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So if we base our faith on our feelings, then we're not going to see the manifestation of God's promise. We're not going to see the manifestation of our prayer that we have prayed to God. So we have to say the same thing as God says. We have to believe what God's word has said, and not just in our minds, but in our hearts. We have to say that God is my helper. We have to raise up our eyes and look to the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. And so when we come into agreement with God's word in our heart, that we know, then we will see what God has promised for us to. How do we increase our faith? How do we grow our faith? It comes by hearing, and it comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes through the word of God. So it's God's word that will increase our faith. Just as natural food is nourishment to our physical body, the word of God is nourishment to our spirit man. And so that's how we worship God. In John 4, Jesus said to the woman and the Samaritan woman, he said, God is looking for true worshipers, worshipers that worship him in spirit and in truth. Those are the ones that he seeks. And oftentimes, many people are trying to worship God in their by their physical aspect, or they're trying to worship God through a soulish aspect instead of worshiping God by the spirit. But God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that spirit is our inmost being. It's the core. It's the heart of who we are. And that's where we will continue next week as we continue our series on faith, what it is, how we achieve it, how we grow it, how we strengthen our faith, how, what it means to, you know, just to believe and to grow in our faith. So we thank you so much again for being a part. We just pray that your faith will be strengthened in whatever it is that you're believing God for, that you will just trust him, that you will believe it for yourself, not just that you believe it can happen to everyone except you, but you believe that this is something that God has for you. No matter what circumstances look like, no matter how long it takes for God to manifest it, just like Sarah and Abraham, it took years for God to manifest that. And we will also talk about that, visualizing the promise of God. When God took Abraham out and he said, look at the stars in the sky. And he said, this is how your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. That's so powerful to have a visualization of the promise in manifestation. And so the Lord actually wanted Abraham to see. He wanted his eyes to be able to visualize what God had in store for him. We have to do the same thing. We have to visualize. We have to imagine and see, you know, what God has for us. See ourselves in that place, even before we're in that place. See ourselves healed and whole and blessed and you know, more than a conqueror and walking in dominion and authority. Even though it may not look like we're at that place, but we have to see it before we actually see it. So that's what we're going to also talk about in one of our upcoming episodes, as well as worshiping, connecting with God by faith through our spirit, through our inmost being, through the core of who we are. So I just bless you in the name of Jesus, and I just thank you that you will you are growing in your faith, in your trust in God, that nothing shall be impossible for you with Christ Jesus. Thank you. God bless.